This is the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show, brought to you by Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Farrah and Farrah, Brooks Rehabilitation, Wells Fargo, Geico, Sonny's Barbecue, Cars.com, your local Jacksonville Teal Deals merchants, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's Culpepper.
Well, we welcome you in after the Jaguars' 23-10 loss to the New Orleans Saints, a game that the Jaguars were certainly in contention in at halftime, trailing by four. But the second half, the offense just could not get going. A lopsided passing attack today in terms of number of plays called on either side. It was a fairly dramatic situation for the Jaguars today. And we'll talk a little bit about this as we continue on. Let's first get you updated on scores from around the National Football League. Some finals today. Cincinnati came from behind and scored two scores in the last 4:09 of the ball game, including an Andy Dalton 3-yard run and then a Mike Nugent 43-yard field goal at the buzzer to beat Buffalo. And the Bills fall from the ranks of the unbeaten 23-20 today. Big second half for Andy Dalton, who struggled early on, including two interceptions in the first half, one of which was returned for a touchdown. Another team trying to stay unbeaten, the Detroit Lions, trailed 27-3 at one point, then returned two Tony Romo passes for touchdowns on interceptions. Matthew Stafford then hit Calvin Johnson in the end zone for a score. A Jason Hansen 51-yard field goal just moments ago has made it a three-point game, 4:13 to play. And the Cowboys will get the ball with a three-point lead and try to hold on to things. But that's another one of the teams that is unbeaten. Now it's down to two, and we'll see if it's down to one by the time Dallas and Detroit wrap up today. Other finals, Chicago had a big first half and held off a Carolina charge 34-29. Cam Newton did throw a late touchdown pass to Greg Olsen to make it a little more cosmetic, but special teams and defense scoring for Chicago today in a 34-29 ball game. Huge day for Matt Forte. 25 carries, 205 yards, and a touchdown for Forte today for the Bears. Also today, in the AFC South, Houston remains on top in the division. They beat Pittsburgh 17-10. Arian Foster's 42-yard touchdown run early in the fourth quarter broke open a 10-10 tie, and that was all the scoring today. Pittsburgh's offense just has not gotten going at all today. Foster finishes with 155 yards on 30 carries in a 17-10 win. Washington keeps St. Louis in the ranks of the winless, 17-10. The Redskins with a victory today. Rex Grossman throwing a touchdown pass in that ballgame for Washington. And with time winding down, the Cleveland Browns and the Tennessee Titans. Let's see if I can get you an update here. We've had a computer glitch. We'll have to fix the glitch and get back to you. And while we're doing that, let's talk to Marco Coleman about the game today. Marco, fans were clamoring for the Jaguars to throw the ball more. They certainly did that today. This is going to be a point of frustration, I can tell you, on our postgame coverage, because just because you throw the ball doesn't mean good things are going to happen. There were some good things that happened in the first half. But with a rookie quarterback, you can't just put it all on his shoulders.
Especially when you have a coordinator on the other side that is, you know, a mastermind like Greg Williams. He did a lot of things to confuse him. You can tell by giving him one look pre-snap and then before the ball snaps, moving those defensive backs around. I mean, again, I think that Gabbert will be better at that the more that he sees that. But, you know, those type of things are the things that you have to worry about when you have a rookie quarterback. The change is having a really good defensive coordinator that can give him a lot of different looks.
Now, Gabbert went through the entire third quarter and into the fourth quarter without a second-half completion, finally got one going late in the ballgame, and that'll be one of the conversation points after the contest as well. Tennessee, by the way, has finished off Cleveland 31-13 the final. So in the AFC South as it stands right now, Texans and Titans are both 3-1, Jaguars are 1-3, Colts at 0-3, getting set to play on Monday Night Football with Curtis Painter at quarterback against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The other final, by the way, we want to pass along to you. Kansas City got their first win of the year, beating Donovan McNabb and the Minnesota Vikings at Arrowhead today, 22-17. Ryan Succop kicked five field goals, and then Matt Cassel got a ball to Dwayne Bowe, who broke about 10 tackles and route to a 52-yard touchdown for the 22-17 victory for Kansas City. Maurice Jones-Drew earlier in the season was not happy with his limited role in the offense. I can't imagine that was in a win in the opener.
I don't
carries, 84 yards today for Maurice. He also had a small role in the passing game, caught one pass. But I think there's something else going on here as far as, you know, I don't think Maurice is hurt, but they kept seeing him taken out of the game. There may be something else going on.
It really seems like it is. You know, you figure, you know, Jack came in with his comments during the course of the week about the coordinators and making sure that it was perfectly clear that those guys are calling the plays and saying that, you know, in an indirect way, offensive coordinator, you're going to have to get more aggressive in your play calling and making it seem like it was more his fault than anything. And this was seemed like it was, hey, in your face, well, you want more passing, head coach? Here's more passing, and it definitely was something that wasn't good for him.
Yeah, and that's one of the issues that we'll certainly be talking about after the ball game. For now, let's head to the locker room, get the latest from the locker room from the head coach. Jeff Loggeman is standing by with Jack Del Rio.
Thank you, Cole. And Jack, obviously a tough matchup for your young quarterback to face a Drew Brees-led New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, Drew was sharp in spurts today. You know, we did end up getting a couple turnovers from him, sacked him a couple times, and kept them from points-wise doing the things that they like to do. Too many yards, too many conversions for them. But I thought Blaine, you know, looked good in spurts. You know, I thought he looked good in particular early in the ball game. And second half was a little bit rough. But all in all, I thought he handled himself well.
Offensively, everybody wants to say, where's the next step? I mean, just keep trying to take baby steps to improve that offense as he improves.
Well, we just got to keep working at it. I mean, he's, you know, young, talented guy. He's a guy we're going to grow around and grow with. And I think he saw some real encouraging things there. You know, there's some throws that, you know, whether it's dropped or missed in the second half that don't allow us to continue to do things well. We hung around and, you know, just didn't make plays. You get down in the red zone, you got to be able to score. You know, and we're a couple scores back trying to go for touchdowns and just didn't execute down there and make those plays, allow yourself to close the gap, make it a one-score game again.
Defensively for you guys, early in that ballgame, you had like a 3rd and 13. I mean, those are the type of third downs that you want to win. But, I mean, New Orleans, number 2 in the National Football League, converting 3rd downs, that's not an easy task.
Yeah, we actually you allow 50%, and it's below their average. So, yeah, they've done some things well converting on 3rd down. But, you know, when you look at situations where we made them check it down where we want to, we've got to make the tackle, and you don't get off the field, that can be frustrating. I thought the guys held a composure well and fought through that, and we settled down. After the first couple drives, I thought we settled down defensively and played much better throughout the game.
There was a lot of talk all week, okay, open the offense up. Maurice didn't have a ton of touches early in that ball game. I don't know what the final turned out to be. Is that a balance that you guys got to find kind of as you work through and grow this offense?
Yeah, and I think we will. I think there were some great opportunities to throw the ball. They're very aggressive in what they do, loading the box. We looked to do that and capitalized on some of that. In particular, like I said, early in the ball game, we threw it and caught it better. As the game wore on, we had some drops and some misses that we'll need to be better on. But, you know, Mo ran the ball well when he got the ball, and we'll continue to look for ways to get him involved.
Any injuries report, Coach?
No, other than I think Eugene, you know, went in with a little bit of a burner, you know, neck shoulder thing that we'd like to settle down. And it was reported that, you know, during the game he's just taking snaps on field goal and had a little issue with it. So hopefully that'll settle down where we can get him. You know, we had him active but tried not to play him. And it was the right call because he even was bothered a little bit just on PAT and field goal. So hopefully that'll settle down for us. Other than that, though, we came out in pretty good shape.
All right, thank you, Jack.
Okay, Jeff.
All right, that's the coach's report with head coach Jack Del Rio, brought to you by Bubba Burgers. And as part of that, you heard the injury report from Brooks Rehabilitation. Well, Jaguars fans, you can text BBQ to 72239 and enter for a chance to win the Sonny's Game Ball Delivery Contest. You can hand the game ball to the ref at the start of the next Jaguars home game. All right, more to come. Our Bud Play of the Game, final stats check, Bueller Swiss Watch MVP, all after this on the start of the Winn-Dixie post-game show on Jaguars Radio. Well, this portion of the Winn-Dixie post-game show is brought to you by our friends at Cars.com. And time now for Jeff Loggeman with our Bueller Swiss Watch MVP, and he'll hand that Bueller Swiss Watch. You get yours at Jacobs Jewelers, Faceted Rainbow in Ocala, Lorraine's Diamond Tree in Middleburg, Treasures Fine Jewelers in Palatka, and J. Carbone Jewelers in Valdosta. Loggy?
Thank you, Brian. Here with Darryl Smith. And Darryl, not an easy task facing one of the league's top offenses. You guys held them to their season low point total, but still, I mean, as a defensive guy, you got to just think, hey, not good enough.
Definitely not good enough. Man, we lost at the end of the day. No matter what happened in the game, if offense played well, defense played well, special team, whatever happened, at the end of the day, we end up with an L. I mean, you know, can't take nothing away from the Saints. They came in and they converted third downs and moved the ball and got off the field on defense. So today we got to tip our hats to them and take the L. So.
As a defense, too, you got to feel, I guess, somewhat some extra pressure. You got a young quarterback taking over the team, you know, Blaine Gabbert. And defensively, you got to try to stop, you know, Drew Brees. I mean, kind of two quarterbacks on opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, young quarterback you expect to grow, and Drew Brees, who's one of the best in the league and got a lot of weapons.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all that is true, but at the end of the day, we got to do our job. Don't matter who over there, and we didn't get it done today, so.
Next week you go to face a rookie quarterback, Cincinnati Bengals. How do you get the team kind of feeling good about itself? I mean, just go back to work, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll come in and watch the film tomorrow and you know, can't stop believing in the process. I mean, you know, we don't took our lumps these last few weeks here, but got to continue to believe in the process, man, and can't waver. You know, just continue to come back in and prepare. You know what I'm saying? You know, few plays here, few plays there, things are different. And, you know, eventually we're going to get those plays. So just stay positive and come in to work.
All right, thank you, Darryl.
No problem, thank you.
That's our Bueller Swiss Watch MVP, and Loggy just handed him a watch. And we appreciate Darryl Smith here. Final stats check, all the numbers brought to you from the booth and from Cole's position down inside Jaguar Central, brought to you by Wells Fargo. The Jaguars held their first three opponents of the season to under 300 yards. You knew you weren't going to do that against the New Orleans Saints. They rolled up 503, 326 from the passing game, 177 on the ground. That's really the surprising number. The Jaguars, 274 yards of offense, 104 on the ground, and from the passing attack today, they came up with 170 yards. The real story here is that just the number of plays. The Saints had 81 plays because they converted 7 of 14 on third down. The Jaguars only 62. They were 4 of 15, pardon me, on third down and 0 of 4 on fourth down. So converting, getting first downs, 4 of 19. I mean, that just tells the story right there. 37 minutes time of possession for Drew Brees and the Saints. Blaine Gabbert, you wanted him to throw it, he did. 42 attempts, only completed 16 of those. 196 yards through a touchdown, which was a beautiful strike, and had one interception on the opening drive of the third quarter. 51.3 passer rating today. Leading rusher Maurice Jones-Drew, 11 carries, 84 yards, and averaged 7.6 per carry. Top receiver for the Jaguars today, Mike Thomas, 5 for 73. Mercedes Lewis had 3 catches for 38 yards. And when you look at the Saints, Drew Brees threw the ball 44 times, but he converted 31 of those for 351 yards through a touchdown. One touchdown, two interceptions, his rating 82.7. When you look at the two quarterbacks, first of all, the number of completions against the number of attempts, they were almost identical in terms of attempts, but twice as many completions for Brees. Yards per completion, big stat. Not one that you hear a lot about, but a big stat for the coaches. 5 yards per completion for Blaine Gabbert, 8 for Drew Brees, and it tells a big story, and Jeff Loggom is down with one of the Jaguars' offensive linemen.
All right, thank you, Brian. Here with Guy Wimper, the left tackle this week. Had to make the switch from last week. How do you think you did at the left side this week?
I think I did pretty good, you know, just for just being over there, having a week of practice, you know, to get ready for this game. I mean, I know I could do better, just like everybody think that they could have did better this game. So, I mean, but overall, I mean, we just got to finish drives and put more points on the board.
This is a game in which everybody expected Greg Williams, the Saints defensive coordinator, bring a lot of pressure. From watching the game, I don't think there was many times that he didn't bring it.
No, I mean, I think we was ready for everything that, you know, that he threw at us. You know, I mean, our coaches prepared us very well, you know, for the different blitzes and coverages that we were going to see in the game. And like you said, like, I mean, they hardly didn't run any of them until we got down into the red zone. So, but I mean, I think we did pretty good picking that up.
You got a young quarterback. First half, I thought he looked pretty good. Second half, struggled a little bit. But the one thing I noticed, and good to get your opinion on, I think he's a real strong competitor in the game, and is pretty feisty.
Yeah, I mean, Blaine, I mean, every chance he get, you know, when we get in the huddle, when we got down, you know, he was always saying something positive, you know, to keep us in the game. You know, I mean, he's very competitive. I mean, that's one thing that I recognize of him. And, I mean, he's going to be a good quarterback in this league.
All right, thank you, guy.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's Guy Wimper. Jaguars fall 23-10. Now, the numbers are all skewed so heavily in terms of the Saints, and it makes sense. But I will point out this. Here's one. The Jaguars held the Saints to just two scores inside the red zone today, 2 of 5, and that's a very good red zone team. And in the second half, Drew Brees couldn't find the end zone. Did a nice job. They got some pressure. They created some problems for him. So the defense did some things well. It's just they gave up some big plays down the field, including the 59-yarder that really skewed that yardage total way, way, way to the Saints side of things. All right, we'll take a break. Come back more of the Winn-Dixie postgame show after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. All right, back to wrap things up on the Winn-Dixie postgame show from the booth. Cole and Marco have it from here on out. They'll go through all the highlights and more numbers and more analysis. And then, of course, following that is the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show, where we will hear from you. And it should be interesting to get your thoughts on this ballgame. Overall, you see the score and you think, man, 23-10, they're 1-3, lost again. But when you see the quarterback and see the things that he does and the way that he delivers the ball, and you understand that this defense did a pretty good job today and they didn't give up what a lot of teams have, including the Packers, the Bears, and the Texans. So there's plenty of reason to see optimism in this football team. You just may have to be patient before it actually arrives. Time for the Bud Play of the Game, brought to you by Budweiser, who reminds you great times are waiting. Please designate a driver. Jaguars trailed in the first half 14-10, and I remember saying on the air that they needed to stay in the game and they needed a touchdown to do so. So Blaine Gabbert takes the controls and marches his team down the field, and then just threw a beautiful ball. I mean, well, here's our Bud Play of the Game. You decide for yourself. Three wide. Zach Miller, the tight end, is right on 2nd and 10 at the 14-yard line. Gabbert deep in the pocket, turns and throws, and he's got a man. Touchdown, Jacksonville! That ball was there in a hurry, and Zach Miller plucked it from the air, put his feet on the ground. At that point, it was 14-7. 14-10 at the half, and yeah, you felt pretty good about what they might be able to do in the second half. Not so much. The defense kept the Saints out of the end zone, gave up a couple of field goals. Jaguars offense is a work in progress, but they have got the artist now in Blaine Gabbert, and they've got to give him some colors, if you will, that he can paint with, and they will be working to do that. Jaguars fall 23-10. We're going to send it to Cole and Pete. First, want to thank the folks at CopyFax who are here on the Sky Patio today for their help in printing our game charts week in and week out. My spotter, TJ Strite, for coming from Atlantic Beach to help us keep track of who's in the game. Scott Kushner for some marvelous fixes before the game. And the best producer on radio, folks. You didn't hear from him today, but that doesn't mean he's not the best, Joe Fortunato. We send it down to you guys. Cole and Marco are next on Jaguars Radio. Good night, everybody.